It is, of course, time to jump straight in to look back at the weekend that was. And for Weekend Warrior, Anthony Dockrell joins us now. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tess.
So what have I missed over the last 24 hours?
Yeah, it's been one of those kind of weekends. I can say with a high degree of sense. Just wait a sec.
Yeah, things are happening.
Yeah, sorry. I can say my headphones were exploding in my ears.
Oh, good.
I can say with a high degree of certainty that Malcolm Turnbull over the weekend was the country's prime minister.
He was, yes.
He was. I can say that. I can say that. About this week, I don't know.
Is he still?
Well, yeah, look, you know, after some very panicky moves on Friday arvo, where he changed the neg and it's ignited a whole lot of talk about instability over the weekend, on Sunday night, when the latest Ipsos poll came out, it all turned into a huge dumpster fire.
This is amazing because I love how on Friday the celebrations were, we have got the neg not through the Senate, but through the party room. And then it took all of, I think, 24 hours for there to be changes to it. And I don't want to call it a whole backflip. I'm going to call it like a three-quarter backflip.
Yeah, it was. And so, you know, the weekend, of course, was all about showing unity.
Unity.
Unless you were Tony Abbott. Or should I say Tony No Sniping Abbott?
I was about to say, there will be no undercutting, whatever that whole thing was.
He didn't so much a snipe, he just go all mouthy on Twitter.
Oh, good.
He tweeted, emissions targets that made sense 3 years ago when all countries were supposed to be in Paris and we didn't need a policy change, wouldn't face economic dislocation and do not make sense now. At Turnbull Malcolm, take note.
So
he's adding the Prime Minister and lecturing the Prime Minister on Twitter about what our climate policy should be.
It just needs sad on the end of it.
Yeah. So there you go. The only reason Abbott signed up Australia to the Paris Agreement was not out of some deeply felt responsibility to take action, but because of peer group pressure.
That sounds like Australian politics, to be fair.
And now that America, now that America's dropped out due to the fact that they have elected a Russian-backed reality TV star who spends his time watching Fox News, telling lies, playing golf and tweeting, we should let him set our climate policy.
Seems fair. seems fair.
Yeah. So, look, Dutton, for his part, has been pretty quiet. He did do a tweet on Saturday basically saying that he supports Malcolm Turnbull.
Good.
He's been very quiet. Turnbull's Twitter account, meanwhile, has been a parallel universe. It's just business as usual, fighting the drought, getting on with things, not fooling anybody.
Does that count as lying by omission?
Well, it's just so clearly just filling up the airwaves with, let's make it look like I'm actually doing stuff rather than on the phones, making sure that I still have a job.
Very stable government.
You know, and the thing that hit me on Sunday night, if Turnbull goes this week or soon after.
God help us, yep.
What's his legacy?
Ooh.
He's been Prime Minister for now quite a few years now. What can he stand back and take credit for? He can't take credit for marriage equality.
Nope.
I mean, we did all the hard yak on that one.
Yes.
And the postal vote was Dutton's idea. Ugh. And it was based on Tony Abbott's commitment for a plebiscite, which was just about delaying things. So all this time in the top job, what's he got to point at? A tax cut.
For big business.
And yeah, a tax cut. And the major part of that, he couldn't get through the Senate. So there's so many lessons here. There's so many lessons. And, you know, all the hard work you have to do in public life to get to the top. And that's it. A tax cut.
To be fair, I will never be able to look at the top hat emoji the same. His legacy is that the top hat emoji is now representative of a human being.
Now, let's move on to something a bit more lighter. Kevin Spacey's new film, Billionaire's Boys Club, opened on the weekend.
He's still a thing?
Yep. His new film opened in America on the weekend. On its first day of release, it made $126.
What?
It played in 10 cinemas.
Oh, my God.
And it works out to about 13 tickets were sold across 10 cinemas.
Amazing.
So, yeah. So, it has, of course, set a record for the lowest opening day. Apparently, over the whole weekend, it made about $1,000 in 10 cinemas.
Oof-ta.
So, you can play a new game today at work. You can go up to your colleague and go, did you see Billionaire's Boys Club? And when they say no, you can go, me too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, it took me a second.
And finally, New Zealand. New Zealand women, they just show the way. Have you heard about this story?
No, but New Zealand is usually better than us, so I'm ready.
Are you ready for this? So New Zealand's Minister for Women, and actually is a woman.
Oh, okay.
The Minister for Women.
What?
I know, it blows your mind, doesn't it? Ann Genta rode her bike to hospital to give birth.
What?
She was 42 weeks pregnant and said there was no room in the car, so she rode her bike to hospital.
What a unit. Oh, my God.
Genta's a member of the Greens, so I'm guessing this is the only acceptable way to go into Labor. You know, you can just see, you know, Genta's in Labor, that turncoat. Oh, no, she's giving birth. Oh.
It's fine. Yeah. She rode her bike.
She rode her bike.
In Labor.
Yeah.
To have a child.
Yeah, 42 weeks.
Oh, I'm never allowed
she
to complain
about
She
did say
anything.
It was mainly downhill. It'd want to be.
I don't even have any witty replies at this point. I'm just thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's people in Bondi listening right now going, well, I would, but the hill's too, it's too hilly around here.
To be fair, yes, that would be my excuse exactly. If I was ever in a position where the only way to get to hospital was with a bike, I don't know what I would do. I think I would just cry and hope that someone picked me up.
And the Swans won against GWS.
Oh, yay!
I feel sorry for GWS because they had so many injuries. They weren't necessarily...
Which one's GWS?
Greater Western Sydney. So it was a Sydney derby.
Oh, we beat Sydney. Sydney.
Sydney beat Sydney. And the good news is that both Sydney clubs are in the eight. They're going to play the finals.
Good. Go Sydney.
Yep.
I'm happy for us.
And that's the weekend.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell there running us through Weekend Warrior. A quick look back at the weekend that was, filling you in on anything you might have missed whilst you were thoroughly enjoying the couple of days off.